I saw him almost that same instant, sir, that Captain Ahab did, and I cried out," said Tashtego.
"Not the same instant, not the same. No, the doubloon is mine. Fate reserved the doubloon for me. I only. None of ye could have raised the white whale first. There she blows! There she blows! There she blows! There again! There again!" he cried out in long-drawn, lingering, methodic tones, attuned to the gradual prolongings of the whale's visible jets. "He's going to sound! In stunsails! Down to gallant sails! Stand by three boats! Mr. Starbuck, remember, stay on board and keep the ship. Helm there! Luff, luff a point! So, steady, man, steady! There go flukes! No, no, only black water! Already the boats there! Stand by! Stand by! Lower me, Mr. Starbuck! Lower, lower! Quick! Quicker!"
And he slid through the air to the deck.
"He's heading straight to leeward, sir," cried Stubb. "Right away from us. Cannot have seen the ship yet."
"Be dumb, man. Stand by the braces. Hard down the helm. Brace up. Shiver her, shiver her. So, well that. Boats, boats!"
Soon all the boats but Starbuck's were dropped, all the boat sails set, all the paddles plying, with rippling swiftness shooting to leeward, and Ahab heading the onset. A pale death glimmer lit up Fedallah's sunken eyes, a hideous motion gnawed his mouth.